Hey everybody, it's Wesley Burris and Taylor Griggs.
Yep.
And we're back here with episode 2 of Talking Tights. And we got a little treat for you today. We're going to do our roundup of the week in everything professional wrestling and sports entertainment. And we're going to throw a little something special at the end of the episode. We're going to, since we're going to WrestleMania, and we're going to be there all weekend and got a lot of stuff to do, we said, well, you know, let's throw together a top five of the best matches in WrestleMania history. Now, this is not everybody's top five.
Top five.
This is our top five, exactly. This is what we've put together. We're not going to do the rundown for you yet. We are going to do it match by match. Today, coming in at number five for us is WrestleMania 17. It's going to be what? It's the Hardys, Edge and Christian versus the Dudleys. A three-team TLC match, tables, ladders, and chairs. This is the first time I think they did it, or was it the one at SummerSlam, the first one?
Yeah.
The one at SummerSlam the year before was the first one. This is the second one. This is regarded as even better than the first one. We have to put it in the top five of WrestleMania matches. I don't think it can't be there. So, Taylor, what's your thoughts on that real quick?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite WrestleMania matches, and I've probably seen it 5 or 6 times, so I'm definitely excited to see it.
I haven't watched it that many times, but we were discussing earlier what maybe about doing this and what the top five would be. This is our top five, and it will conclude. I think we're going to probably wrap it up the week that we're leaving out to go to New Orleans to attend WrestleMania and all the events that weekend, everything we've discussed on the other episode, and we'll get into that at another time. But a lot going on this week in WWE television. Not so much on the other stuff. You've got something for us there. But today, guys, we've got the return of Daniel Bryan just to prominence.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing. He got cleared this week, and he looked good. He looked good last night on SmackDown. So
he looked happy.
He looked happy. He really did. He cried. There was emotion. We'll get into that in a little while. And there was the ultimate deletion, and that was quite the interesting spectacle. And that's putting it mildly. We've seen the stuff he did with Matt did with Brother Nero, but this was WWE's version of it, kind of and a little slicker.
Slicker, yeah,
yeah.
Better,
and I think
produced.
But they could have probably done more with the better production. We'll get into that. So, Taylor, I'm gonna shoot it on over to you. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna run down the Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling stuff for this week, because you've watched it all, and I haven't seen it all. So our resident Japanese wrestling puro wrestle expert over here, Taylor Griggs, I'm going to shoot it on over to you, bud.
Yeah, not a lot going on this week with Ring of Honor, really. The only thing they announced was Supercard of Honor. There's going to be a match for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships between the Briscoes and Jay Lethal and Tanahashi.
That's kind of – did they just – you think they just threw that together, they teamed before?
Yes, years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah.
All right.
And with New Japan, we've got the New Japan Cup. It ended this morning at 2 a.m.
Your prediction was last week was Tanahashi's taking it home.
Well, I was wrong.
You – wow.
In the semis, you had Tanahashi advance by beating Juice Robinson, which I watched, and it was a very good match. And Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Sonata. So in the finals last night, we had Tanahashi and Zack Sabre Jr. And in a surprise to me, Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Tanahashi and won the New Japan Cup. And I guess this means he's going to face Okada for the heavyweight belt at Sakura Genesis.
When is this?
And that's April 1st, 2018. But before that, of course, it's 2018.
Well,
what other year would it be?
Yeah, what other year would it be? Indeed. just go ahead, Dan. It's cool.
Strong Style Evolved will be taking place first on March 25th in Long Beach, California. That event will be broadcast, I'm pretty sure, live on Access TV here in the States. And of course, on New Japan World, everywhere else. And then after that, they have the Road to Sakura Genesis, which is like their little special show.
Yeah.
It's on March 29th. So three New Japan events coming up.
You think they're trying to steal the thunder a little bit, or they're just kind of riding the coattails, hoping
it
rubs off, you know?
That's I think
they're growing.
Just,
they're
I think
growing.
This is just their.
Yeah, well,
this is just their schedule. I don't think they change a lot of their stuff. They came to Long Beach last year for the G1, and from everything I heard, it was a success. So now they're coming back, and Access wants to do broadcast live, which is new, and, you know, I'm excited to see it because I wish they'd be on American TV a lot more.
Well, it's definitely a better in-ring product top to bottom than your mainstream WWE, but – you know, I'm a little bit more of a more casual fan than you are, but you got anything that pretty much does it?
That's pretty much it. This
not really. Look, guys, we're not going to give you the complete rundown like we did last week of Raw and SmackDown. There are two big things, maybe three, that we want to hit on, and pretty much everything's going to kind of stay the course. We got two more episodes we're going to put out there. You know, where WWE can get where they're going. And we'll know more in a couple of weeks. Everything's pretty much set in stone now, and you know we can discuss that as we go along. And let's move into how we opened Raw because it was again the push of
it opened the same way it opened last week.
The push of Roman, and if you listen to last week's episodes or you know either one of us personally, you know we don't like this program, and they are doing their damnedest to get Roman over. What happened? Who opened the show, Taylor?
Kurt, again.
Well, you know, he's the GM, so what did he come out there and do, man? What?
Pretty much he just came out talking about nothing.
Nothing.
stumbling over his words.
We're babbling. I mean, just, yeah, kind of like I do
and
sometimes.
Who pops out of the crowd but Roman?
Boo. He had a little more heat, it seemed like, when he showed up because they had iterated his air quote suspension
yeah.
from last week. So whatever.
He gets his little chair out and sits in the ring and Kurt goes back to the back.
Pouting.
And who comes out? The U.S. Marshals.
Yes. And they said they read him his Miranda rights.
Yeah.
On television.
Oh, he read them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was telling them not to touch him.
Yeah. Then he attacked our
he attacked United
our police officers.
United States Marshals.
Well, that's your top babyface.
Your top. Moving right along. Who came out next? After he was handcuffed.
Brock.
The man. The beast.
Pretty much just beats him down.
Beat him down. This was a pretty long segment. I, of course, enjoy a good Roman beatdown, but I will say that means that next week or the week after, he's got to stand tall before WrestleMania, right? Or
oh, yeah.
So he's going to get the big beatdown on Brock.
But before they put him on the stretcher, the referee had a handcuff key in his pocket.
You know, I missed that.
A lot of people did.
A handcuff key for.
Why does the ref have the marshal's handcuff key?
Is he Jim Cornette? Because I've heard Jim Cornette keeps a handcuff key.
Well.
This is not coming from me, guys. I like Jim Cornette. I don't think he's going to hear this. I hope to meet him, shake his hand when we go out to New Orleans. But I've heard this from Bruce Pritchard, who said he kept a handcuff key in his pocket. So maybe he's a similar type fellow.
Okay.
I really don't know.
They crowd chants, "You deserve it." To Roman after Brock beat him down. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
He comes back out after they get Roman rolling on the stretcher and beats him up again. And the crowd just cheered. How did this do anything but get Brock over more?
I saw you tweeted that last night. I liked it because that's the perfect way to put it. It does nothing. This I don't know who they're placating here, so I don't want to talk about it anymore. So
all
let's
right.
just – I don't. I'm
Next.
Done.
We had probably one of my favorite stories that we have going into WrestleMania. You got the Alexa and Nia feud, which I think has been done great.
It's been going long.
And Alexa is just such a monster heel.
Well, she
to
gets
be
them,
so small.
She gets them to talk. She talks to get them in her favor.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she
yeah.
just flips it and they boo so loud. It's well done to me. I like her too, man.
All right. We go backstage. Kurt looks on his phone, lost in space, fumbles through his lines
just,
like a dumbass.
Yeah. He's not cut out for this at this point in his career.
He makes the Nia Alexa match at WrestleMania official.
There you go. And that moves us right along.
Braun is next. Yeah. Says he has to have a partner via management.
Okay, and he said that, and did he not? He said he has one, right? Did I hear that wrong? He has one.
But I guess they're going to wait.
Is it Ray? Is that your guess?
I hope it's Elias.
I mean, that's fine with me, too.
But
he put Elias, he destroyed him with a piano a few weeks ago, so it would make sense it's Elias, I guess. But I've heard Ray's coming back.
Okay, well, whatever.
That's me spitballing. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I'm fine wherever this goes.
Whatever, it's Braun. He's over. I like him. You like him. It's working.
The bar comes out.
I like them too.
You saying to be a better team, you have to eat, drive, and sleep together. Old Greg reference from Shamo, which popped me. I don't know if anybody else knows what Old Greg is. Then we got Braun versus Cesaro. Strowman hits his little power slam for the win, and that's pretty much that.
Yeah.
Shoot over to the Hardy compound.
Now, this is where we're going to go in depth later, and I'm going to let him run this down. Sorry for interrupting, but God almighty, I never thought I'd see it. Never thought I'd see it here. Go ahead.
You got his lovely wife, Rebby Sky, playing the piano. His two children, King Maxwell and Lord Wolfgang.
Tremendous.
Vanguard One just hovering.
Yep.
And he tells Senior Benjamin to prepare the battlefield for Annihilation.
Annihilation. We're getting close, man. I'm right. We're getting close.
Titus Worldwide versus The Revival. No entrances for either team.
No interest for either. Revival is great. If you don't like old school wrestling and you don't like them, then turn the channel. Just quit watching wrestling. They're great. They'd be champions anywhere else, and they don't. They're doing something with them. They're pushing them a little, letting them kind of cut loose at the end of their matches, but they're just not. They're not doing what we want them to do with them, but I think they're eventually going to get the straps. It's a matter of time.
Next, we had the announcement for the Hall of Fame.
Who got in? Who is going to join?
The man that fathered the hand. Sexual Chocolate.
Oh, man. The Hall of Pain, baby.
And the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Now, We talked about that.
I can't let you take off because you don't like Mark Henry.
No, I don't.
But damn it, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I like Mark Henry better when it was.
I think they should have waited to put him in because they're going to run out of people. We talked about this the other day, just between you and I, and they're going to run out of people eventually. They're going to be putting in a lot of bums. They could have waited. Put him in if they go back to Texas. He's from there, right? I think he is.
Yeah.
And they could have just done that and, well, whatever. Go ahead.
Okay.
I couldn't let you off the hook there. Well, I've got to call you out on your crap from time to time.
We talked about the best women's storyline they got going. Now let's talk about the worst.
Which is?
Sasha and Bayley versus Absolution. This whole slow burn story between them really just is boring.
Very, very boring.
The only thing I took away from this match is how great Sonya looked in the ring in this match.
Sonya is coming along, man, and it really sucks. We hit on this, I think, a small portion last episode. If Ronda doesn't come in, maybe she's getting this monster push because she's got a legit MMA background.
Her and that
she,
girl in NXT.
She's probably smoother in the ring than Ronda's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sucks, but if she keeps at it, there's no way with the way they're pushing women now. She's going to get her. The cream will rise.
Yeah,
the
or maybe we get her. Maybe we get her and Ronda one day.
And that is probably exactly that. That would be a great program, I would think.
Cena's out next. He wants an answer.
Again.
There is a guy wearing a fantastic Undertaker costume in the crowd.
Absolutely amazing. He had the mannerisms.
He
was having a good time, guys. That's really all that happened.
Kane comes out.
Yeah, well, you skip Kane. He calls his brother out, and Kane comes. Jesus Christ, I hope he wins this mayoral election, and he can go away from my television screen.
So we get that match
next week.
Kane versus Cena, because we haven't seen that enough.
We haven't seen that at least 140 times on television. That's it, whatever.
We got Miztourage and the Balor Club next. But first, we go back to the Hardy compound.
Where it was going on?
Now? I don't even know.
You don't know,
but they
just kind of hinted at it.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
Miz's promo. I mean, he's so good at giving heel promos.
He doesn't give a bad promo anymore. I have read stuff where there's different people that say he really doesn't say anything in his promos. It's generic. But you know what?
He did something in this promo that I wondered if he did on purpose.
Or if it was planned.
Or if he did it on accident.
Yeah, he did kind of break the fourth wall here in the wrestling world.
He called Balor Prince Nevitt.
Nevitt, not Devitt.
And I feel like that's something he'd do on purpose.
Just to kind of get a rise out of him.
Or the fans.
Yeah.
Indie fans.
That's true, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, he pissed all the fans off with that line. Roll up from Balor to the Miz ends it. Seth makes a save after the beatdown. Hits Miz with the curb stomp. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Back at the Hardy compound, Matt takes Skarsgård into the Lake of Reincarnation.
Has a conversation with his boat.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Skarsgård is the name of that
Skarsgård.
Boat. Skarsgård. Ronda video package. Won't respect. Again. Blah, blah, yeah. Blah, blah. Sad blah. Story.
Yeah. It says on this that when she lost the fight, her first fight, got knocked out, right? Or was it the second time she got beat? She says she thought that God
suicide.
Hated her.
Suicide.
She thought that God
she
hated her.
Contemplated suicide.
A millionaire. I don't buy this. This is sappy. Let's get over it.
Well, then we only have one thing left to talk about.
That is right. It is the ultimate deletion. And guys, I know a lot of people that watch this match are going to think it's absolute trash, and it is. It is trash. But here's what I have to say about it. Matt has gone full in on this gimmick before.
Speaking of trash.
Yes.
We're watching WrestleMania 17.
Yeah, we have it queued up so we can pause it right when the three-way TLC match starts for you guys.
This match is about to be on.
This is a trash match.
It's probably going to be trash.
Raven has brought down a grocery cart full of goodies. And
good buddy Kane.
The good brother Kane. Oh, man, looking particularly jacked. Let's not get off on this.
Anyway.
We just had to.
So
I like you pointed that out, though.
Bray comes through the gates and is welcomed by Vanguard One.
He comes through the gates with the video package, but the camera's behind him, just slick as eel shit. Yeah. I mean, just coming in behind him, it's shot in a manner to me. You could have made that a little bit. You could have made it cheesier by trying to make it more realistic, but they went a little too slick with it and took a little bit away from it. Still, the silliness abounds. And Taylor, what happened when he went through the gates of the compound?
There's a hologram of Matt Hardy from Vanguard telling him he's waiting on him.
Yes, there was.
Matt is waiting in a ring in the middle of the woods.
In the middle of the woods, guys.
With tiki torches.
There's tiki torches. There's a ring, a wrestling ring, and a nice one. This is an expensive wrestling ring. This is not cheap.
He tells Bray, what did he tell him?
I don't really remember.
I
knew you'd come.
I knew you'd come.
Yeah.
All right. We cut back to the announce table. Michael Cole. Well, they took a commercial break.
They took a commercial break, and right before it, they said when they came back, they said
Cole says, "I apologize for you what you're about to see."
And now that to me insinuates one thing only, that the announcers had already watched it. And I don't like them selling it like that on TV, like it already got approval or something. That was stupid.
Well, they might
just be throwing that out there.
He could just be saying we don't know what you're about to see, but we know it's not. Gonna be
we know
good.
It's going to be shit. So yeah, well, I agree with you there.
So.
But, however, neither one of us like screw Michael Cole for even doing that. I screw Vince for doing it. That was dumb, in my opinion. But there's a ring, and there's a damn referee, and they're just out there in the woods.
Yeah.
We'll get a little bit into more.
Well, they start the match.
Yeah, they just go right to it after kind of posing.
Matt Hardy moves like he's 60 years old.
I think some of that's intentional.
It could be.
Some of it is obviously from where he's taken big bumps over the years, but some of it's intentional for the character, I think.
Yeah. He gets in a little trouble, and he calls for Vanguard One to attack. So he starts shooting fireworks off by the ring.
Vanguard. This is a drone So you're not watching this. Go find it on YouTube if you can. In a couple weeks, I know, at least a week or two behind, they post Ross on the network. And, guys, Vanguard 1 is a drone that is controlled by Matt Hardy's, the mere voice of Matt Hardy. And, yes, he shot the fireworks off, and here we go. They break ducks, and, yeah.
Roll out of the ring, fight through these tiki torches in the trees to the dilapidated city.
Which
brings back the memories.
It's an old house. It's just, yeah.
Randy Orton burning down of Randall, Bray Wyatt's barn.
Randall burnt that. See, last year the WWE hijacked the story basically from the Hardys and started trying to put the Wyatts in. They blatantly ripped it off. They have 27 writers, and they couldn't come up with anything better than Matt and Jeff did, probably while they were high as shit.
Matt, Jeff, and Jeremy Borash.
Yes, they came up with high and drunk, and they pulled it off and made it. It was terrible, but it was good at the same. Sometimes stuff's just so bad it's good.
Yes.
This is one of those to me, but not as good because we've seen the older stuff. Go ahead.
So it puts Bray into some kind of trance where he's just imagining Randy burning the building down. And Matt attacks him.
This is where he has the damn kendo stick. Yeah, I mean, just from under the ring, like they're at a live event, Taylor. There's chairs under the ring. There's plunder, baby. Then Matt disappears.
Yeah, they go to the land of obsolete men next.
The land of obsolete men is a makeshift, some kind of cemetery out there on the Hardy compound.
Jeff Hardy signs everywhere.
Yes, because he was deleted there, as everybody knows. Well, not everybody knows or should know.
They go to the shed.
The shed is his shop.
With another wrestling ring in it.
There's another whole nice wrestling ring in there. What else is in the shed, Taylor?
The mower of lawns.
Mower of lawns
and the chair of wheels.
Chair of wheels. So the referee follows him in here. And this
and
is where
a ladder.
It gets this
there
is
was
where,
also yeah, a ladder.
There was a ladder which came in. Yes. Yes. And all kinds of good stuff happens.
So I'm
now.
Guessing Matt was going to run him over with that lawnmower. Is what they a Husqvarna lawnmower.
He was going at him, and then they shot to Bray. Bray's in the crab walk, or you know, little creepy crap from some horror movie. What was that movie where the chick bent up and I can't remember the name of it either. It wasn't good, but yeah, he does that, and it popped me and made me laugh because the lawnmower had only moved like 10 feet.
Yeah.
And Bray's standing in front of it, and Matt gets off, and they just go to fighting again.
And we fight out by the
lake of reincarnation.
Matt's in trouble. Vanguard tries to attack Bray. Bray grabs it. I thought he was going to break it. And it gives Matt time to get up and hide under Skarsgård. Bray finally turns around, goes to pick the boat up, but it's not Matt under it.
It's not Matt under it.
Senior Benjamin.
Senior Benjamin's under there, and if you don't know, he's the gardener and an integral part in this.
He throws Bray.
Storyline.
Throws Bray a little bouncy ball just like the world.
Yes, he does, and they start singing.
He starts singing.
The whole world in his hands.
And then Jeff, Brother Nero,
appears from nothing.
Yes.
Just beside him.
Yes.
Pretty good stuff.
And Matt attacks him, hits him with the twist of fate.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah, but it's not over.
No, it's not over.
Matt,
but that's all she wrote
him
for the match.
Matt knocks him into the lake of reincarnation.
Yes, and then tell Senior Benjamin to go fish the body out, and it's not there.
This feud isn't over.
It is not over, but it's Bray Wyatt over. He's not over.
No.
He's not over at all. His entrance is over.
And that wraps up Raw.
That's all for Raw, and I really don't care to talk any more about it. We're going to segue right into SmackDown. And what was the big announcement this week where you put it out there on our page? Taylor was nice enough to be digging through the news yesterday morning, finds a little tidbit that Daniel Bryan's cleared. We've been waiting a long time for this.
Yes.
I mean, we did not think it was going to happen. There were rumblings of him going to New Japan because obviously they would love to have the star power they're growing in the States. They would probably immediately put the title on him. I mean, at least within a few months. I think that might have prompted Vince, even though that's not what I read earlier, that they did go. But Brian actually opens the damn show, which is great, and immediately is over. And Taylor, what do you think about old D-Bry coming back?
He was one of my favorite wrestlers now when he started. When his career was ended, I was sad. I figured he'd wrestle again. I didn't think he'd ever wrestle for WWE again. So
yeah, I mean, I was upset too, man. I mean, this is a guy that got over enough with the fans, and you can say it's just the yes chant, whatever, man. If it makes the people move and he's selling merch, they had to go with the hot hand a few years ago. They changed their WrestleMania plans because of this guy. The fans actually spoke. They listened. And last night, let me tell you something, it sent chills up my spine a little bit. And you can call me weird for that all you want. I don't give a damn. I love pro wrestling. And watching that last night, the crowd sat there when he started cutting his promo about not even a promo. He was just talking from the heart about missing all this time, Taylor, and talking about his support system and how Brie Bella. And let me tell you, I'll thank Brie Bella too, just like the fans did, because she's obviously an awesome chick. She obviously is. And she's beautiful, and I think she's smart, and she's got his back. I think she really does love the guy. I mean, that's genuine to me, and she's a stand-up woman for pushing her man to stay. I mean, dude, this guy had, you know, neck problems, back problems that they said, you know, you could – and concussion issues to where you might not walk anymore if you go back in the ring. You have a limited time. This is the kind of injury that put Edge out, who was just still on fire. Now that he's back, the fans sat in silence, Taylor. I remember I texted you last night and told you they were in silence and hearing hanging on his every word. I haven't seen a man command that kind of attention in the ring in a long time. And – man, just tell me what you think about it all, really.
I'm just glad he's back. You kind of
stole your thunder there a little bit.
No, you texted me and said that he was in the main event, or not the main event, but he was in the title match.
I did pull a little rib on Taylor last night. I said that they were throwing him. They'd already thrown him into the match with AJ and Nakamura, and I got him excited.
I wasn't watching at the time.
You were busy, and
that was dirty.
It was not dirty. I immediately texted you back and told you I was bullshitting.
Not fast enough.
Not fast enough. I just wanted to get under your skin a little bit, because I'm excited that he's back. He was over his shit.
And I'll talk about more.
Just when let's we do get a quick do a quick rundown of the card real quick. Let's keep it rolling, because like I said, everything's pretty much set in stone for WrestleMania.
Ziggler walks up to him and says, congratulations. Can't wait to be the first to beat you.
Well, that's heel Ziggler.
Yeah, so that may be something we see.
Oh, that would be a good match.
Rusev and Nakamura.
This is just Rusev's been in the mix here with AJ and Nakamura, and that's Rusev's mid-card guy, and he's interchangeable with these guys in the main event. I'd like to see him get pushed a little harder, but I think he's a pretty good hand in the ring, and that's why they throw him out here with these guys. They know it's going to be an easy night.
Nakamura wins after the match, attacked by Aiden English, excuse me.
Yes.
AJ takes his time trying to help him, stands up, taking his jacket off, you know.
Yeah.
And Nakamura eventually fights him off, and AJ looks home from ringside. Nakamura taunts him, and we're into a little video package about the women's title, Asuka and Charlotte. That should be a really good match.
That should be very good.
Let's see. What else?
Well, I don't have my thing pulled up. Let me pull it up here. We'll be very unprofessional about this. We watched it, but, you know, it's been a little
while. They
keep
plugging this repercussions for Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I mean, this has been the ongoing feud. We talked about it last week for the last 6 months, and got a lot more to add to that later in the show.
They go backstage, AJ and Nakamura. Nakamura says he didn't need his help.
Of course he doesn't. I mean, but they did one thing last week, and they got to do the opposite with the other guy this week. This is WWE storytelling.
And then Nakamura says knee to face at WrestleMania.
Knee to face.
We get Ty Dillinger versus Baron Corbin.
This is Dillinger got the job entrance, and I think they skipped his music hitting, if I'm not mistaken.
Good.
They skipped his music hitting, and he was halfway down the damn aisle whenever he came out. But what skip this? What's
Baron
what
Corbin
happened?
Wins? Exactly, that's pretty much all.
That's pretty much all that's going to happen with him out there.
Next up, Natalya versus Charlotte Flair.
This is the 7 millionth time they've wrestled in the last year. They go out here and have a solid match, obviously.
Well,
and
Carmella teases a little money in the bank.
She comes out and just – I thought for sure it was a spot in the match where both people were down. They'd been going a while, especially for a women's match. This was a long match and back and forth. And she comes out and going to cash a briefcase, I thought.
Nope. Just kidding.
Nope. Just a little bit of a swerve to kind of throw you off. But she does.
Charlotte the match.
Yes.
Natalya wins.
She'll be – this is going to – whatever, they'll continue with something there, but we didn't lose the briefcase. Now we've got Jimmy Uso versus Luke Harper. Last week we told you that the Bludgeon Brothers is their name, Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan, they beat down everybody, and this is just more squash, more short stuff, and just putting them over, and I don't really hate it.
Yeah, Harper wins, whatever.
Now we get the sexy Liv Morgan out. She's coming out with her partner, and they're taking on Naomi and Becky. And I don't particularly like –
just skip gender like that?
Oh, did we skip
it? No, it was a promo.
I wasn't even going to go over that. We're not talking about gender if we don't have to. So
you can't handle.
I'm sorry I skipped over. My note-taking was piss poor this week, and – that was not something I wanted to talk about. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. Well, Becky Lynch and Naomi win against Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan of the Riot Squad. Oh, then we have Daniel Bryan backstage. They inform him that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens have arrived.
They've arrived. I mean, we come back from the break. OD Bryan's in the ring, and this is just a bunch of them back and forth talking about the goings and comings of the feud of the last few months and telling them how they knew that Daniel was on their side, right? And, you know, that's what they kind of played us to believe.
And he said, you know, you had me.
Right.
He said, I've been backing y'all.
He did. I thought the tease for all these months was kind of that they might turn. I had read, and I kind of started to see what these people were saying. And when I say I had read, the reason I'm not sourcing is just a kind of a blog I follow where people discuss what they think is going to happen. And people were, you know, thinking that Daniel was going to turn heel in order to lose his shine some. So if New Japan or somebody did pick him up, Ring of Honor, that they kind of were trying to bury him. But now with him getting cleared, that brings the storyline to a whole new direction because he fires Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. He tells them, you know, they've been screwing around too much, pretty much, and they crossed the line beating up Shane last week, and we talked about how much we liked that angle and how well put together it was, and tonight wasn't quite as good, but you can guess what comes next. He fires them, but he shakes their hand. Sami shakes his hand pretty much immediately. Kevin takes a minute to do it, and once they do it, then what happens?
They attack.
They attack with force.
But Bryan gets some offense in.
He gets a good bit, and he
and
looks,
it looks
he look,
like he's been waiting to do this forever.
Yes,
he looks
they,
so
and,
happy.
And this is where the crowd just completely blows its lid.
Yeah. He hits a couple of kicks in the corner. They eventually get the upper hand on him.
Which the corner kick, that's a sick, kind of a sick bump. He's kind of, I mean, he's landing right on his shoulders and stuff. I like it, though.
Sami hits
showed
him
fire.
Reluctantly hits him with a haluva kick. And then the part that I just hate, Kevin Owens power bombs Daniel on the apron.
The hardest part of the ring.
And I don't understand the spot, especially not now.
Not for an angle on SmackDown.
Well, not for him. To take that after just being clear.
Yeah, but I think it's like I told you. You texted me that last night, and I told you, man, it's just he doesn't give a shit.
No.
He's back to work, and he's going to go out there. And that's the thing about Daniel Bryan. This is what – you know what, Taylor, he came up at the right time where CM Punk had been so hot, and CM Punk was a little bit of a transcendent character where he had kind of gone out the box and made his own way, and he was different. He was unique, worked his ass off every night, had great matches with anybody except maybe Ryback, who almost ended his career. But then what happens is Daniel Bryan gets over. It was his time. Punk himself has said it on the Colt Cabana podcast. This was his time, and they were holding him back. All Bryan did was go out there and have a good match every night, get the fans on his side. Last night he had them eating out of the palm of his hand at the beginning of the show. At the end of the show, they were legit mad that he got his ass kicked by two guys that he just fired. These guys, obviously, folks, this is pro wrestling. They're not fired at all. But this has got to be Shane and Daniel versus KO and Sammy, right?
Yeah.
Probably
should be a good match.
Probably something like a street fight. I would think they're going to throw a gimmick on this. If they don't, Shane and Daniel run their show. They can make the rules.
This going to open WrestleMania?
I don't think that's a bad opener, because I think you get Daniel out there. This is a hot feud.
Yeah.
This, to me, I kind of saw the rundown last night of the show. I thought they were kind of subliminally telling you what was going to go on last. Based off what that video package they put together last night, it looked like Roman and Brock might go on before a lot of stuff we've talked about. And because they might think that it's just not hot, they want to leave the fans on a high note. So for me, the only question is, does Trips and Steph
try
do they main event? Or is it but this could be a great opener. And I don't care when it goes on in the card. Whatever happens after this match with Daniel Bryan returning, because he's going to get his shit in. And Kevin and Sammy can work their ass off. And Shane is not bad. And you put him in there with three of the best in the world. That's going to be a hell of a match. This card is shaping up, guys, where I was hesitant last week talking about it, about going to WrestleMania and not getting tickets. This makes me want to go. Not just this match, but the fact that now I'm seeing the stuff set in stone. I'm seeing the build. There's only two matches I really don't want to see, and the rest I kind of want to see where it goes. So I'm pretty excited. How about you?
Yep.
Guys, that is pretty much all I got to say about SmackDown and Raw.
That's our recap. Yep.
And we're going to do an extra special treat, as I said earlier. We've come up and discussed at dinner tonight. We talked about, what can we do in the top five WrestleMania matches. These are going to be watch-along matches. We hope that we're entertaining enough. I know there's a little dead air the last one we did, but that's going to happen when we're watching something, we're trying to talk, but we're paying attention to it as well. So I just want to tell you, this is how our top five is going to work. We picked out five matches. We know what they are. You'll find out what they are as we review them.
Told them what they are.
We haven't told them what the other ones are.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't. No, sir. I told him, don't interrupt me. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Listen here.
Test wrestling.
He's
and
paying
I'm
attention
just,
to WrestleMania 17 we've got running. Well,
my boy, Test.
Eddie is out there. You like Test?
He's
whatever.
He's in
you
my
got
boy.
Me off. Get.
He's in my boy stable.
Oh, okay.
As OSW says.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this. We picked this match fifth because we feel like the list just could not have this match on it. This was the first time on the granddaddy of them all you saw really a car crash in a good way. This is one of those matches that kind of defined the style at the time of just they go out here and just beat the hell out of each other. We made this number five, and guys, I'm telling you, if you do happen to watch along on YouTube, that the video is in Spanish. Just turn the volume down. Play it. They're gonna. We're gonna get you through. Try to find here on the network,
or subscribe to the network for only $9.99.
Only $9.99, unless you're a new customer, and then it's free.
They should pay me to do this. All right, we got the network fired up. We're already on WrestleMania 17. We're gonna skip ahead to the ladder match. We're going to watch this little video package they do before all their matches now. When did that start? When did they start doing video packages?
I would say probably somewhere around the mid-90s, I guess. They did them before
But
usually at the beginning of the pay-per-view. You mean in between matches.
Yeah, we went. There seems like there was a time where – is this –
That Shane was.
Is
about
this
to,
Linda? Corpse Linda.
Linda was in the wheelchair at this point.
It was it?
Shane versus Vince. Yeah, yeah. This is when was that Trish earlier? I think this is when Vince was like banging Trish, allegedly, because Vinda had
raunchy.
The company. It's and it's just this
no.
Was,
she's not.
No, she's now. She miraculously healed herself, I think, before this match or something. I don't
gets
really
up
remember.
And kicks Vince in the
about
nuts.
To have a Van Terminator. From
no, that's called a coast to coast.
Is it a coast to coast?
A coast
what's
to
the van?
Coast.
The Van Terminator is where he throws you the chair.
Yeah.
Okay. I get those confused.
Yeah. I don't know how one's jumping off a turnbuckle and one's whatever.
I'm supposed to know what all that trash is.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
I keep up with all of them.
Arm dragon twist.
Full arm dragon twist, sir. Get it right. But we're trying to get you to the point in the match where there's like an intro. You can go on YouTube, as I said, and watch. Now we got the damn network skipping. This match is from 2001, and the internet is just deciding it really doesn't want to play along right now. We're going to get to where I think the YouTube video starts, which it's going to show you like a – it's a bad shot, really. They go down the aisleway, and they show you the ladders, and then you get to the chairs and whatnot. And then it's going to be Spanish broadcasting, as I said, if you watch on YouTube. And if you do, then just turn the sound down, and we're gonna talk you through this thing. I hope it's entertaining. If it's not, you can turn the damn show off. It's it doesn't matter. But this is the kind of a thing we wanna do on a regular basis, because we're wrestling fans. We like watching wrestling. So we like to watch along with you, or you to watch along with us, however you want to put it. All right, we're going to start this. It's 1 hour, 51 minutes, and 22 seconds, I think, on the network. 1 hour, 51 minutes, 22 seconds. If you're on YouTube, like I said, you're going to come in and see all the little entrance here. It's in Spanish, so you can just turn down the commentary. We're going to have some commentary probably in the background, because I kind of want to hear Paulie and good old JR call this match. Setting up the tables right here, bringing some – got a whole crew.
Bringing down the furniture.
Bringing it down. This is going to be good, guys, and I'm going to crack a cold Coors Light on there for you. I got me a couple beverages for this.
I'm going to crack a Aquafina water.
Nice, crisp Aquafina. That is free plugs for you guys out there. This is for the WWF. Tag Team Championship. This is from the end of March, I think, or early April 2001, guys. This is the end of the Attitude Era, or right at
we
the end of it.
We go to Howard Finkel.
It's going to be scheduled for one fall.
One fall.
To a finish. And this is anything goes, guys. Tables, ladders, and chairs are free to use. You will climb the ladder to grab, retrieve the belts. The first team that does so will win.
Hardy's coming out. My fans just
wearing the gayest shit. I mean, at that time, that's just, I mean, gay in a bad way. Not
that there's anything wrong with
it.
Not that
there's anything wrong with it. Just the dumbest outfits ever on wrestlers. I just don't care. Fishnet.
The shirt.
Shirts. Just, this is, are they going to a rave? They're probably stoned as shit.
Jeff is.
Oh, Jeff definitely is, but this is probably
tripped over the cameraman.
This cocaine Jeff, this is probably not yeah, he's running. This isn't what they call him, what they take Soma. This isn't Soma and liquor Jeff. This isn't Victory Road Jeff.
Sting's favorite Jeff.
I bet it is Steve Borden's favorite Jeff.
Hey, we got Edge and Christian.
These are my boys here. My boys? And Taylor, I'm not even going to do it, but I was about to ask you what bar is Christian. But I don't think we need to steal that from those guys. Look what they're wearing.
Those glasses.
Those glasses Christian's got on is incredible. This place is packed as shit. This is in the Astrodome,
yeah,
I think
yeah, so.
It's packed. Huge arena.
To the lid.
Hanging from the rafters. This is where the Hardys are trying to pull off, like, I don't even remember that bullshit being like a look. I think they just kind of went with it.
Christian has on a mesh shirt as well.
Yeah, it's just bad.
I think that was the style.
But he's got some damn beautiful hair right there.
You're about to see beautiful hair.
Here they come. They're from Dudleyville. These are
straight out of Dudleyville.
Twin brothers from Dudleyville.
One is African American and one is white. Twin brothers.
Why did you have to say that?
Because you said twin brothers.
I think they did build themselves as twins. Am I supposed to question them?
Yeah. He's wrestling. You question everything.
No, the Dudleys, their dad was a traveling professional wrestler. You don't know the story behind this?
No, I don't need to.
He fathered children all over the territory.
Big Dick Dudley, Spike Dudley.
Spike Dudley, Sign Guy Sign Dudley. Sign Guy Dudley. Yeah, he is sour. I'm not even going to say that. Sired many a lad that has gone into the professional wrestling business.
Now, the recent announcement with the Hall of Fame is that Edge and Christian are going to induct the Dudley boys.
That makes sense to me. You couldn't have the Hardys up there because they would probably be high.
That's just...
What?
Whatever.
I shouldn't...
Matt's not high.
He's not high. He's stoned.
No. He's not high. He's
I'm not trashing
brother Nero's.
I'm not trashing the Hardy boys. I'm drinking a beer right now, but I'm not.
All right. Start off with just
this is
a brawl.
This really is a. JR says it's going to be unpredictable. Well, we know what happens,
Jack.
But guys, this is a damn good match. This is just one of those that just enjoy the action.
Get one team out so we can have a normal match here.
This is not going to last that long, though. I don't know. I haven't seen this in a very long time. I think I told you earlier I rented this DVD from Blockbuster Video not long after this show. And I don't think I've watched this match since then because I watched the one from SummerSlam a couple of times, which was great.
Edge and Christian introducing
just yawn
the first ladder.
Just yawn into the mic. That's always beautiful. You're telling people this is a great match, and you're yawning.
Well, it is 10 o'clock.
Not quite. You're a young man. You ought not to be getting tired at 10 o'clock. Sort of a Freddy Krueger-colored shirt on.
Yeah,
to
he's
me.
Got the stripes.
Yeah. They're already chanting, already chanting for the tables.
Well, of course. That's what the Dudley boys.
You got to let them set up a damn spot, guys, and – here comes Edge and Christian off. They've got the legs just pulling them on the ropes there, if you've seen it. The other day on the podcast, I went back and listened and noticed that face plant in the chair.
No drop toe hold.
That would finish guys in the 90s, it would have. And then in by the late 90s after
they have
ECW, that just became a.
Who's got the announce table over there that has a regular table? Must have been a table broken earlier.
I didn't see. I'm not going to rewind.
It's a brown wooden table with the monitors on it.
This match, would you think that Paulie Heyman at commentaries is loving this right here?
Oh, yeah.
Did you think he wish he had the guys in ECW to pull? Whoa. Kind of a half-assed spear off the ladder there. This match is damn good. Already's had a lot of action. I mean,
Foley is God.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
I think that sign actually said good, didn't it?
That's they say both.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think that
Kane Dewey.
He is both. This guy trying to get himself over in the background, just waving.
Marks.
And you're not?
I am.
Me too.
But I wouldn't be doing that.
No, I know you wouldn't be.
They have the miniature ladder down right now.
Yeah, this ladder, you'd have to get all the way on top to grab the strap. So this is the kick people's
not
ass
the,
with ladder.
Not the Sean Vince elbow ladder.
No, not the 27-foot ladder. Slamming him in the middle, they got a
two ladders.
Looks like a tandem dive move.
We're
going to
get
here.
A leg drop and a swanton bomb.
At the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Just – try not to call it before it happens.
Nope, just
a leg
splash.
Drop and a splash, but that's good enough. He got to take shirts off now. Got to let the girls pop real quick. Matt and Jeff look young as shit here, guys.
Matt looks
probably
like a different person.
They're probably, 22? Because I think one of the King of the Rings, like 95 or something, they were like, they came and like opened the doors or
Matt
something.
Matt wrestled for WWE when he was
underage.
Like 16.
Yeah. And Jeff WWF. Had a match on Raw, did he not? Or was it – he had a, I think he had a dark match with Rob Van Dam.
D-Von just jumped across half of
this
the ring.
This is a svelte brother D-Von here. He's just in shape.
Yeah.
Not jacked to the gills as the match we viewed the other day.
Bubba, look, he's in Bubba shape.
Bubba's in Bubba good shape right here, but not in
the tables.
These are Paul E. guys, ladies and gentlemen. From
two tables.
ECW days, and Paul's just ecstatic right now to see them on top in the biggest wrestling promotion ever. This is the biggest show of all time, ladies and gentlemen, at this point in time. This is their apex. This was their culmination of taking over the wrestling world, putting WCW out of business.
You going to make ECW a sign for WrestleMania?
I don't know. I kind of feel like a jackass holding a sign up.
But I'd like for people to be able to see me.
Well, I don't think they would see our signs if we sat where we were talking about the other day. You're not going to see our damn sign.
We're going to make a talking tight sign.
That'll get snatched. I was at a WrestleMania with a friend.
At a WrestleMania?
No, not WrestleMania. A Raw with a friend, Leroy. And he got his sign took.
Yeah, just we'll get
he
a big.
He also got stared down by Cena, and
so we get a power bomb from Bubba on Edge
through these gimmick tables, which are awful. They're bending them. Did you see them twisting? But they're gonna probably break 17 of them in this one match. If I had to imagine, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Bubba breaks. Quite a few of them.
They're setting up the double Taylor table spot, not Taylor spot. I think the legs might be rubber. Look at them.
These legs aren't doing anything. They're solid.
They're just that solid steel.
These are real tables.
Oh, they're real, as in they exist.
These are the tables that Sabu used to jump through.
No, they're not. But those were bad.
Those weren't working tables.
No, those were not working tables.
Where would you get these tables from?
I would imagine that eventually Paul Lee became a big purveyor of them, as did the WWE. So,
where do you get them from, though?
Tables R Us, I would assume.
That's it. Unceremoniously, says JR.
Yeah.
Edge was dumped over the ropes.
This is.
Wow.
He looked like he popped the shit out of him there.
This is
three teams of guys that really just don't give a damn about their bodies. Even though the Dudleys are bigger, they'll still bump.
They're
not scared.
We got three ladders.
Three ladders. All three teams climbing simultaneously, punching each other.
Nowhere near the belts.
No, I mean, they are.
One side
they
is,
could,
but
oh,
goes.
Jeff tried.
Whoa.
And Christian just went
to the floor.
Right to the floor. Ass bump. Owie. That's
just carnage.
You still got and that's the thing that I don't like is if you were seeing this for the first time in 2001, this would be, you know, that would have been a couple sick bumps right there at one time, and these fans are out there waving, getting their shit in. Look, the guy, he's waved the entire time.
We got the old, as King calls it, the Wile E. Coyote count.
Watch, I mean, look at Christian.
Just to the floor.
Right to the floor.
That's a big bump.
That is a very big, dangerous bump. That's a man bump. He is the man. Christian's. Always preferred him to Edge, but that's nothing against Edge. I just think both of them are really good.
I liked Christian better in TNA than I did in WWE.
Christian played a great heel in TNA.
Christian Cage.
Yeah.
But I also liked Jeff Jarrett in TNA, so.
I mean, that's. You're not
here
alone.
He is. The runt of the Dudley family.
Here comes
family.
The brother, Spike. They hit the acid drop. Yep, there it is.
One. He's going to hit another one through the table.
Through the table outside the ring. Beautiful spot. That was nice. Well, that was well done.
Just come in for 10 seconds.
He doesn't. You know, there's one thing that little man's not scared to do.
You know the rule about tables.
No, I don't.
You set them up.
To be broken?
You're going through it.
Oh, you're going through it.
Christian just set that table up out there, and he went through it.
Bam.
Who set the tables up outside? Stack.
The Dudleys.
All righty, then.
Yeah, okay. Here's Rhino making his WWE. This was his – wasn't this his debut?
I don't know.
Because Paulie was still running at this time, if I'm not mistaken, or right before this.
Yeah.
He was still running. He was just working for Vince.
Not a spear, a gore.
That's a gore. It's a way better name. I liked Rhino a little
bit.
It's
better than a spear. I like Rhino a lot.
Not as much as you do. Not as much as you do, but he's okay.
I watched him pile drive somebody off the side of a ring one time.
Here's a guy who was
Collinsworth.
He was going to run for what? He was running for office.
Detroit.
He was running. But is he Republican?
Yes.
That might be why he lost in Detroit then. I mean, here comes
Lita,
the sexy.
God.
Beautiful.
She was so great by then.
She was. Great worker.
Thong out.
Hot thong sticking out. Just the whale tail, as they call it.
Yeah.
And just nice looking.
Rhino's about to just destroy her.
He just gets her in the crotch, picks her up. Here comes Spike with the.
The runt.
Who booked this? Here comes Lita. Is she going to hit the moonsault? No, she's turning around.
Hurricane
Lita.
Kicking Spike in the face.
I'm a big fan of Lita.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, what a spot. That's well done.
That wasn't as bad as that chair shot to the head.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I'm saying that's just a nice spot altogether.
God, look at it.
She's just beautiful back then, man. She's still hot now. I mean, I'm sorry for insulting Lita. If you ever hear this, you are
Doomsday Device.
This has been nonstop.
Just action from the
just
beginning.
From the beginning. That's why this is number five, guys.
When there's a low.
Lita with the sick chair shot. Take it off, baby. Yeah.
That's
what Paul's screaming. Oh. And the 3D. Wow.
Just.
Here we go. These are man chair shots back in the day, guys. Standing concerto.
I just can't get over that chair shot, Lita. Yeah, just
that was good.
Clobbered him.
Yeah, but that was nice for a chick hitting that, man. Not to say anything about women, but you don't see them usually swing the damn chair with that much force.
There's the big daddy ladder.
We go.
They have this ladder outside the ring.
Jeff looks like he went and dyed his hair more.
These fans.
Where was he at?
Look at him.
He was just out there.
Sleeping. This ladder outside of the
Blue
ring
Roman.
Is just as tall as the ladders in the ring.
Yeah.
There it is.
Hey, Jeff, Paulie's saying that's a double ladder or some such nonsense.
Edge, meanwhile, setting up the ladder, trying to
get the
belts.
Edge is trying to win the match. He's
wow.
Takes a weird chair shot. What is Jeff doing?
Jeff's about to just jump 30 feet.
Nice.
Into a soft Rhino.
Nice. I don't like Jeff.
The last surviving Rhino.
Did you read that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. We were talking about that earlier. Man, I don't like that. That sucks.
We
were talking earlier. Why didn't they take some of the Rhino's semen?
I don't know.
Do you think they did?
I
would hope so.
Right, that's the last white surviving Rhino.
You're an asshole. Oh.
There it is. Big Daddy in the ring.
Yeah, they got the big one in the ring now. Here we go.
I can tell you what's about to happen with that. The ladder's almost touching the belt.
It's probably – this was nice. We've seen crazier since from Jeff, but that was nice. That was the – that
Shane.
And Shane. And a lot of – and
Mankind was really the first to take that.
He was the – he made falling an art form.
Here we got them climbing to the top of the ladder.
Yeah,
where the belts are just resting on top of it.
Yeah, it's right there. Just take it. No, they're both going to hang from it. What happens here, man? How do they make it? How do they stay up there dangling and not accidentally pull the belts down? Oh, Devon. Might have hurt. That might have stung the shoulder a little bit.
Jeff's about to do some wild crap.
Jeff's just thinking. Maybe now I don't have to do anything.
He's trying to climb.
He's
going
to try to jump from one ladder to get the belts, I guess.
I don't think it works.
Oh, he's walking all up. Oh, I would not be up there doing that. Uh-oh. What an athlete. I would not have been able to do that.
He was just trying to spice it up.
He was trying to make something even crazier. And this is one of those matches where you can screw up and it doesn't. Does it matter?
No.
No, it doesn't matter.
Jeff, fingertips on the belt.
Yeah. He's on the belt. And I think I know what's coming
now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a famous spot.
Bubba's going to take the ladder from him.
Yeah.
Kind of send him into this.
Woo.
Next spot here.
Guys, just think about what you're seeing right there. Just think about that for just a second. Please show the replay. So, that's always been one of my favorite spots right there.
We get to see it from the Wile E. Coyote cam.
Yeah, that's always been one of my favorites right there. That was nice.
I imagine it was scary to have to do.
I don't think it's
not for Jeff.
I don't think it scares any
Edge
of them.
Was probably like,
Probably just hoping, oh, God, I hope I wrap him up. Because
he's landing a lot worse. I'd much rather take that on my back.
But it looked smooth. It ended up working, man.
Edge just took the cane bump.
That worked, but he kind of had to.
Here we go. Rhino just –
He's just
him.
Been in out there the whole time.
Ooh.
Wow. Guys, you can talk trash about this business all you want to. Watch this match.
Like JR screamed.
Watch
How
this
do you
match.
Learn to fall off a 20-foot ladder?
Yeah. Guys, that was – There ain't many people out there that want to go out there and do that.
Yeah, you got the rings at what? The ring's like 4 foot off the ground, 3 foot off the ground?
I would say 3 to something, maybe a little higher than 3.
Then you got a 20-foot ladder in the ring?
I mean, they just fell from about at least 12, 15 feet probably.
Through 4 tables?
Yeah, that was pretty sick. And think about how you're landing here. Look, they jump. Of course. That's so they have some control over their bodies.
Yeah, so Devon is hung out to dry.
This has been this has been great.
Edge and Christian, you got Rhino.
Rhino's just pushing him up.
Just pushing him up. Then Christian grabs the belt.
And that's ball game, ladies and gentlemen.
We are at 1 hour and 1 minute.
I hate we ran over an hour, but guess what? We're going to just keep this party rolling for right now. Because right after this, what is it, Taylor?
The Gimmick Battle Royal.
You saw it on there and you just said, we might as well do it because this is classic.
Minutes.
This is classic WWF gimmicks from the past at this time in 2001. So there is some good and bad about to come out here.
And on commentary.
What a match. What a match that was.
Yeah.
That is our number 5, guys. And just to let you know, anybody out there that doesn't watch pro wrestling would probably like that match.
Yeah.
So the other stuff you might not like as much, but if that's number 5, you're just going to have to come back and stay tuned to see what 4 through 1 are, and they are all better than this in our minds. Who's commentating that match? I cut you off a while ago. Who?
Brain.
The Brain.
And Mean
who
Gene.
Who is by far my favorite. I don't think Mean Gene should be doing commentary.
Well, for
sense.
That.
It makes sense for this. I haven't seen this since I rented that DVD half a lifetime ago.
What do you think a ringside ticket for this WrestleMania costs?
You already looked it up?
No, I don't know. I was asking your opinion.
Well, I would think at the hottest point in their business, I would have to – it would have to be $800-$900 maybe?
I don't know. I don't know how you look up how much tickets cost back then, but I would like to know.
This
if anybody knows, hit me up on Twitter at Talking Tights.
We might be waiting a long time to get that response.
Yeah, because our Twitter – that's about 12 followers.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think you needed to put that out there, but
our Facebook's doing fine.
But we're just sitting here. Let me get to the thing here. There's a bunch of jibber jabbering. They're backstage at the
first WrestleMania held in Texas.
This
record breaking for attendance: 67,925 people.
And that's probably what put it in Vince's
and
head.
It grossed $3.5 million.
At the gate? That's gate numbers?
It doesn't say.
Well, if that is, Jesus Christ.
It just says gross. I mean, either way.
What was Stone Cold and Rock's payday that night, you think?
Wow.
What'd you find?
Dude, I mean, just think of what they got paid. I think they got...
What did Brett... Brett said in his book when he was on top. Now, business wasn't good then, and that was... 7 years before this, or well, with him and Sean, I think he mentioned in his book, it might have been somewhere around 50,000 for a bonus. So I would imagine with the business being triple at this point in time, with Stone Cold and The Rock are on top at this event we're watching right now. That's an awesome match, by the way, too. We're not going to get into that today. We're just waiting for them to kill time because the network's being kind of buggy. I'm going to let it play through till we get to the Gimmick Battle Royal. We're just going to keep this thing rolling. We're going to be a few minutes over an hour, but who cares? We're shooting from the hip right now.
You can cut it off if you want to after that.
Yeah, this is not – guys, we're not – We're just trying to throw we saw this on here and we just said, you know what, let's just do that too. We gave you our number five match on our WrestleMania all time list. 4-1 is going to be phenomenal. If you are a fan of professional wrestling, you liked that match we just talked you through, this is going to be even better in the weeks to come, in the next couple of weeks before we head off to New Orleans to go see if this WrestleMania that we're going to attend can be as good
maybe.
As
maybe.
Well,
maybe we attend.
Well, we still haven't got tickets, but they're out there. We'll figure something out. But we were looking the other night and didn't pull the trigger. But
Paul's
guys, we got so much going on that weekend that it's got something going on every day now, except the first night we're there. So the first night we're there, I think we're going to chill out and get kind of maybe go see a couple things first. See if we can go pop down to Bourbon Street and eat some jambalaya or something nice.
Jambalaya.
Paul Heyman, Fink is in the ring. He's announcing. We're on the Gimmick Battle Royal, guys.
I wish I could do Doc Gallows' Fink impression.
He does a damn good one.
It's really good.
It's very, very good.
Watch out for that choke slam.
The choke slam. I can't do it. It's what a huge place. This is the size, about the same size of where we're about to go, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Man.
Now, that attendance number could be fluffed.
I don't know if they would have had to fluff it back then. This is when the business was at an all-time high.
I don't think it was.
The business was – I mean, this, guys, just to throw this in perspective, I think Raw does, what, like a 3-2 now?
Yeah.
3-1 on average, a 3.1. That's an awesome rating for a cable television show.
Weekly.
But this – back then, the WWF, before it became WWE, they're probably doing a 6-3, 6-5. At least high fives. You know, in the numbers, just millions of people. Here comes by God, Gene, in a damn white dinner jacket.
James Bond.
With the James Bond with the bow tie and the, man, just looking sharp.
He looks
sees a couple ladies out there in the audience he wants to go perv on right now.
He looks the same that he has for years.
This is on a diet of what is it? Scotch, I think he's a Scotch man. This is 8 to 10 scotches a day. Just pervert, a great guy. Mean Gene, one of the legends of this business. Just amazing.
And now
here comes
the real legend.
The legend, and this is when he could still talk. And man, we lost him. Let me tell you something. Bobby the Brain Heenan is by far the best manager in the history of professional wrestling. And he's probably the quickest witted guy
he's the best color commentator.
He could have been a stand up comedian. He could have hosted a late night talk show. If you don't know who the hell Bobby the Brain Heenan is, just go YouTube the hell out of him. He's funny as hell.
Go listen to him and Gorilla.
Him and Gorilla they had great chemistry. Him and Tony had good chemistry. Tony liked to have his chair a lot higher than but my God, was Bobby good. Bobby was so funny, and Bobby liked to party. Just always looked the part, looked like a million bucks. And out first come Luke and Butch, the Bushwhackers with this.
What were they called before? The Sheepherders?
They were Sheepherders back in the day and were like a garbagey style, brawl style wrestlers. They bled all the time. If you go watch
They turned them into idiots.
And they just turned them into, they're going and licking kids and stuff. My buddy got licked by at a show in the Civic Center in Florence.
I'd be mad.
They licked his face.
If you can go back and watch this, turn the commentary up.
Turn the commentary up because it's Gene and Bobby.
There he is, the dumpster.
This is Duke the Dumpster Drossy, and I didn't recognize him until he held the garbage can up.
I didn't recognize him,
because with no hair, he was a part of my childhood. A couple bad Raw matches with Jerry Lawler and Doink. This is what we used to get on Raw. It used to be Duke the Dumpster and Doink, guys.
The great 1995 Royal Rumble.
That's the drizzling shits. That's probably the worst Royal Rumble ever. Even though your boy and here is Shiki, but who's the jabroni?
He is.
From the A to the Z, Taylor. Who's the A to the Z? Taylor, not A to the Z. Jim Neidhart was A to the Z.
He looks like he could barely walk.
The pot belly. Probably just smoked a joint, snorted a line, and shot something into his penis. Who knows
what Hulk Hogan's
been doing
backstage.
Was Hulk
Hogan backstage with us?
No, Hulk would have been with XWF then, trying to run a promotion out of Florida. They were trying to resurrect WCW.
I don't think they could handle him and Sheik backstage.
Here he
together.
Is. Losing some weight. The earthquake. Big John Tenta. Known as Avalanche in WCW and the Shark later on in the Dungeon of Doom. He was a great worker for a big man. I always liked him, thought he looked terrible.
So this match was only 3 minutes because the entrances took 10.
Well, wouldn't you think they have to keep this short? But, I mean, here's the goon. The goon. Goddamn goon. I wasn't expecting that. It's Bill Irwin, the goon. He's a hockey player, guys. If you're not watching it, you don't know what the hell we're talking about on some of these, and I forgot all about that.
Oh, boy.
Here he is.
This is the good clown. The sixth reincarnation.
Which one is this one?
I have no idea.
Is this Steve Kern? Is this the Brooklyn Brawler? No, because they got to bring the Brooklyn Brawler out as himself, I would imagine. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm trying to look. No, that looks like Matt Bourne. This is the original Doink, it seems. Doink the Clown was, an interesting idea when he was supposed to be an evil clown and scare the kids. I think it was kind of working.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. No, that was not. It wasn't who I thought.
Whipple.
Who did you think it was going to be? Exactly who I thought. No, this is Kim Chi. They've got the
Kamala.
Here's the Ugandan giant Kamala in the getup watching.
If he wrestled looking like that, I can wrestle.
And he didn't bump. He just took a couple chops and a lot of offense. Take the leg drop. Take the big boot and the leg drop. Maybe a body. And here he is. The Repo Man. He is garbage. Stole Macho Man's hat on the first episode of Raw. And they ran around the Manhattan Center outside.
Oh, man.
Hey, he's got a damn rope and a hook. I mean, like, he's going to take your car with that? What a jack-off. Kimchi's in the ring. There he is! Goddamn!
James E.
himself. I'm going to go out here and beat the hell out of him.
He's just happy to be there.
He's loving it, man. I'd forgotten he was in this. This is great. Nikolai. If they should have just let him come out first and sing the Russian national anthem. That would have been a good throwback here.
Do you know who wins?
I do not, and I don't think I want to know right now.
I'm
please
not
going to
tell you.
No, don't tell me. I don't remember who
you'll
wins.
You'll be disappointed.
I'm sure I will.
But it's great to watch all these people come back.
Nikolai doesn't even make it all the way down.
Baby.
Let me tell you, I'm going to wear the Confederate damn flag out here on my back.
Oh, doot, doot, doot.
Come out here strutting in damn, they in Houston, right?
Yeah.
You doot, 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 you damn right. Baby, I got an idea. We're going to come out here with a Confederate flag. I'm going to do this dumb dancing.
Bad Street.
And that's where the logo comes from right there, Bad Street USA. One of the fabulous Freebirds, baby, if you don't know who we were talking about, Michael Hayes, baby. The one man damn gang.
Just
he still looks like hot garbage. He looks terrible. He's got his little payday here. He got enough to go pay the rent for a few months.
Oh, man.
Now, he comes out with a damn chain. Repo Man comes out with a rope.
You would think they have the advantage to start with.
Yeah, they've got a foreign object, an international object.
The
goddamn gobbledygooker? Is this who wins this thing? Please tell me, damn gobbledygooker. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
this
man.
Is something Gino, I wish, think, wish.
Did you?
This is a damn turkey.
Did you ever see?
Look, watch. They're showing the
break
egg.
Break it down.
They're showing footage. of him being born.
John Cena is on the network, and he said, "I remember as a kid
watching this,
being so excited
to see what would
to
come.
See what was going to come out the egg, a fucking turkey."
But it's
that's what he says.
This is
where Gene falls down. They didn't show it.
Oh, of course.
But he runs the ropes and falls down. Oh man, this match is so good.
Here is
Tugboat.
Tugboat.
Wow.
He's kin to Dusty, baby. Wasn't he married Dusty's sister or his daughter or something? I think he married into that family somehow, and that's why he got to push as the Shockmaster. They show the back of John Tenta. He should have been reacting here to wanting to kick Tugboat's ass, I think.
For stealing his gimmick.
For stealing his
fat white guy.
Yeah. They were a tag team.
Him and the natural disasters. Him and one day. There he is.
Hillbilly
Jim. He's too big.
Yeah, he looks good. Damn.
He's...
For 2001, Hillbilly, you look good. You retired in like 87.
I noticed in the Hall of Fame videos they were doing, he was big.
He was big. They always made him play a moron or something. He always fell in love with a chick or something. It's kind of how they ended up doing Henry Godwin. Those guys were big, too.
Yeah.
I always liked Henry Godwin. I didn't like the douchebag with him. Midian. Well, he used to be Phineas.
Naked Midian.
Phineas I. Godwin, pig. And Henry O. Godwin, hog. For those of you who don't follow this. I love you. He's out here cutting a fucking promo. Yeah, I love y'all, you. This is his hometown.
Oh,
he had
yeah.
to get his shit in.
They don't know it.
No, they have no idea who he is at this point. Now they love him.
He'd be over.
Oh, he says he used to be over. Hell, he's over now. He's probably more over now than he ever was. What the damn entrances have taken 10 minutes for this thing.
The match is only 3 minutes.
Who cares? If you guys are bored, whatever. I mean, we try to entertain you. This is, here he is.
G.I.
Joe himself. Paris out, just the salute. Sergeant Slaughter.
How can they forgive him after him turning on us?
I never forgave him.
All those years.
I never forgave him. I didn't. I actually liked DX messing with him when they did.
Sure.
Oh, he's got the – they're firing a damn automatic weapon on – that's nice, Vince.
Now he's shooting –
Listen up, you pukes.
Did you hear what the brain said?
No, I didn't.
He said, now he's shooting blanks.
Beautiful, Bobby. That's great. So he's the last entrance, I'm guessing.
I hope.
They're cutting to the ring.
I guess everybody's going to get thrown out just
immediately. who goes out first, Bruce or Corny? I don't know.
Probably Kim Chi.
Oh, Kim Chi's in the damn match. They just said, oh, who was that?
I don't even know.
I think that was Corny.
The gobbledygooker flying around.
I think Corny went out first. I don't see him.
He didn't want to work.
Brother Love's
Bruce
over there getting his shit in.
Bruce is in there throwing punches.
Damn, Bruce.
Working punches. Was that Hector Guerrero
that
time in the gobbledygooker costume?
He was the gobbledygooker?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. I don't know originally, but he's worn the...
Bruce was over there. Who's he mixing it up with? Was it the goon?
Yeah.
I don't see...
Dude's fighting. I'm surprised they didn't let him win this thing.
You're saying I'm going to be disappointed in who wins?
No, you won't be disappointed, but...
Well, that's what
it's
I
not
probably
Bruce.
Have my money on right
it's
there.
It's not Bruce.
Well, Bruce
should
win
Duke.
The damn thing. He should already been out. They threw Corny out first, I'm pretty sure.
Earthquake should have won. He could. I mean, that would have been good.
Are you going to tell me that Hillbilly Jim wins it?
I'm not going to tell you that, but
no,
I'm pretty sure
you.
That's...
I don't
pretty
want
sure
you
that's who wins it.
I was just having to guess at who would make the most sense.
And how does that make sense?
Just because he's over.
How? With who?
He's Hillbilly Jim.
With Vince? There
with,
he goes.
Yeah, Vince.
Kim G.
Well, he should have been Michael.
James E.'s still in there.
Oh, he is?
Woo. Swinging the rack.
Oh, that's who Bruce is over there killing is Cornette. They said, let's just go work together.
Nope, there he goes.
Yeah, there he goes. He tried to skin the cat, it looked like.
I don't think you got to worry about Jim Cornette ever doing that.
He's holding the racket for him. Here you go. Go back to the back.
Duke Drumpster, the Drumpster.
Duh, Bruce is out there just.
Elbows. to Dusty Rhodes elbows.
Yeah. Oh, Michael said, here we go. Let me go get Bruce and knock him down.
Oh, man.
They should have
whipped him outside.
Honestly, Vince should be calling this with Bobby.
That was about as easy as an elimination as you could have.
He got his $5,000 going home and was happy to do it.
There goes the Bushwhackers. They're finally out.
Well, this shouldn't be long. It's, Bruce, is he?
He's got the old gang on him now.
I think he just told people, I'm not going to bump. I'm not going to sell.
Bruce just hanging out.
Yeah, he's trying, he's trying to win this thing. I had no idea he lasted this long. Jesus. Oh, he was working there then. Yeah, he was still there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He booked himself. I see what you're doing, Bruce. Y'all going to make me look strong tonight, Houston. Yeah, bye-bye. Nope.
No hard bump.
Oh, Cheeky Baby.
I thought Hillbilly Jim was.
Cheeky Baby.
Look who the referee is.
Who is the referee?
Teddy Long.
Teddy Long. Play of Leia.
That was just perfect.
That was pretty fun, man. Uh-oh. A little old school.
Oh.
Woo! The worst finish. It was bad. Oh, it's bad.
General Adnan.
Guys, I hope you stuck around to watch this one, because this is bad when bad crap is good.
Well, we got Sergeant Slaughter in here with the Cobra Clutch.
That's a horrible finish on Sheik. I wasn't even trying to commentate.
70-year-old Iron Sheik.
How bad this could get. They're just so fat and bloated and out of gas.
That's been 3 minutes.
Of work. We've got robbed of seeing Bobby. Oh, nice, Bobby. Yeah.
He just faking Gene out. Look at him.
Yeah. Well, all right. We watched some good stuff tonight, and we wanted to throw a little bonus at you and not run down the stuff and get so tedious, because WrestleMania is pretty much set in stone. So, you know, we don't know what the main is, and we differ on opinion on that. But instead of running that down in detail, and if next week, if the storylines don't progress as much, I know we're going to bring you number 4 Saturday. We're going to bring you an in-depth look at our number 4 pick. 4 through 1 are going to get special treatment. They're gonna have a lot centered around them. They might all come out on their own. Don't really know how we're going to do it yet, but we're going to get them all out of there before we go to WrestleMania. Taylor was number 5, as good as you remembered last time watched.
It's
damn good match.
It's something that you could show to your friend that doesn't like wrestling.
Exactly. That's right.
And
yeah,
they can understand it. And
they
like
can
it.
Follow that. And that's just overbooking and a bunch of stuff, but it's a bunch of stuff done the right way. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank everybody that's liked us on Facebook. Please follow us on Twitter.
Please.
Like our Facebook. I'm not begging.
Please
follow us. Just follow us on Twitter. Keep up with what we're doing. We want to throw it out there, maybe at some point do a poll or something. We haven't really figured out how we're going to do this thing. We're doing it by the seat of our pants. We're very new to this. Probably sound bad there. Who cares? It's fun. We're talking about pro wrestling. I hope you can tell we love it. We dig it. And you know, we're going to get out there to WrestleMania. We're going to have a good time in New Orleans, try to experience some of the city, take in and consume a bunch of wrestling, market our asses off for this thing, you know, keep it going. We're doing this on our own, guys. We're just doing it. We're hanging out together, watching pro wrestling and shooting the shit and having fun doing it. So follow us, like I said, follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Check our page out. We update it from time to time. Tell your friends. Share it. All that good jazz. And we appreciate everything that's going on. And we're going to come back Saturday. Taylor, you got anything you want to add?
No, I just keep listening and follow us on social media anyway. Follow us. We're on iTunes now.
That's right. We're on iTunes. I forgot to even announce that. We're on iTunes. So it's a little easier to reach us and many, many more places to reach us. Still on podcast.com, still on SoundCloud, still on Fireside. But, you know, the iTunes thing's a pretty big deal because they take a little time to check you out and make sure everything's, you know, going the right way before they don't just take anybody on there. So obviously we didn't do anything too offensive or anything too crazy to not get accepted. Like us, follow us. You know the drill. I'm repeating myself over and over
three
now,
times.
So I'm gonna wrap it up. And endless shilling. Thank everybody. Thank everybody for supporting us. All the support we've got. We've gotten some feedback. We need more. And just that's why I keep asking you to do this. So again, thank you very much. We're gonna come back Saturday with number four on our WrestleMania top five list, and it is going to be a doozy. You're going to like it.
What WrestleMania is it at?
What WrestleMania is it?
Just give them a little.
Do you want to do that? You don't want to keep it a surprise?
I mean, there's 12 matches at every WrestleMania from here on
number
out.
Number four is going to come from WrestleMania 21.
All right. Then.
When WrestleMania takes Hollywood, right? Is that what the tagline
was? We may have to live watch the promo video at the beginning.
Oh, that's very good.
With all the actors.
Yeah. It is. I forgot all about that.
No, I will never forget about
it. Well, I'm not saying I forgot it. I'm saying I didn't even think to do that.
Oh,
That's a damn good idea. So, again, we're going to have something for you Saturday. This is going to be a more in-depth because this is both of one of our favorite matches. This last match was great. This match is better. This match, I think, is supremely underrated as when it pertains to people having a top five list. They don't put this match in it. They put something like Steamboat Savage, which was great, okay? That was a great match. But guess what? To me, it just doesn't hold up as well as these matches do. These matches are all modern style, pretty much, for the most part, and they really mattered. And the next match is very special, near and dear to both of us. Two incredible combatants. That's all I'm going to give you. And
yeah,
it's from WrestleMania 21, and anybody that's a wrestling fan can probably see where we're going with that one. I can tell you this. It's not Batista versus Triple H from WrestleMania 21, guys. It's not that. But that's what we're going to come back with Saturday. And to just wrap it up, guys, we're having fun doing this. We want to bring some content. We'll keep you updated on our Facebook page and on Twitter of what we plan to do. And that's going to be it for me, man. I think I've shot my wad, as they say. I'm kind of tired of repeating myself and stumbling over my words here. So if you've got nothing else to add,
nope.
I'm just going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening. This is Talking Tights with Wesley Burris and Taylor Griggs. Signing off.